Trent McLaughlin is the Director of Public Works for the County of Northern Lights, and I appreciate his time. Trent, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please. Just get your comments on the fact that dust control, not only in the County of Northern Lights, but in the entire Northwest Alberta region, is happening and needs to be undertaken, especially with things drying out.
Yeah, it's this time of year that we start to get concerns coming into the office about dust control, and so we are currently taking applications from residents if they want dust control in front of their houses, and so it's a program that we do every year for the residents, and we certainly look forward to a good project this year.
How much of a problem is dust control every year when it happens?
Well, that actually depends on the year. Some years we get long, dry periods where dust is a problem. Other years are wetter, and it's not so much of a problem. Here in the County of Northern Lights, we use a calcium chloride product, which sometimes works well and sometimes not, depending on the weather.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask that question. How is it that the residents of the region can help control it?
Well, the program that we offer, if residents want to buy dust control, we do a 200-meter long section in front of their house at a cost of $700. And so for that money, the county goes out there and grades the road, make sure it's nice and smooth, and adds any gravel if we need to. Then we apply a calcium chloride product, and we pack it with packers behind the grader. And that creates a surface that is generally dust-free, and the graders won't grade those sections up and wreck the calcium for the duration of the year.
I'm sure the residents and the counties and MDs themselves, they do their joint effort as far as dust control every year is concerned. How difficult is it, especially with the fact that, farmers and people in the agriculture industry are at the mercy of Mother Nature?
Yeah, certainly we are at the mercy of Mother Nature, and it is dependent upon the weather and how dry it is. And this is the only program we really have. And, it's just part of real life living on a gravel road that it's going to be dusty.
Applications, speaking specifically, I guess, to the County of Northern Lights, applications are in process right now. How can one get into the application process?
So you can download an application either from our website, or you can get it from the county office. We are asking that applications be in by May 3rd, and the reason for that is so we know how much product to buy. The company we buy our product from actually sends it up in rail cars and then hauls from the rail cars by truck to where it's needed. So we do need to know ahead of time how much we need, and that's why it's important that people apply and pay for the dust control, sometimes long before they actually think they need it.
Fingers crossed here, Trent. Are the farmers and the people in the agriculture industry, and I guess the people in the Public Works Department in the County of Northern Lights, are they just praying for a productive year?
I think in general the agriculture industry does have a tough year ahead of them with input costs and all that kind of stuff, and then you always have the risk of the weather. So, it certainly is lining up to be a challenging year for agriculture, and we certainly do wish them all the best.
I guess the fingers crossed would also indicate that would the dust control certainly help?
I'm not sure that the dust control helps with their actual agriculture operations. Where the dust control comes in is quality of life for the residents, so they don't have dust directly in front of their homes.
Trent McLaughlin is the Director of Public Works for the County of Northern Lights. And Trent, I certainly appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.